Hey, it's me, LH Music from Everyday Agenda Podcast. And guess what? Google Podcast is no longer be able to listen to that Everyday Agenda Podcast because it's going to be after April the 2nd. Yeah, just, you know, Easter, wherever happens. So, this is why I want you to do this. Because we're moving to the subscription to YouTube Music. And you could download all that, you know, podcast. Just remember your member status and all this. Just remember, from the Google Podcast app, to export the subscription, and you had to export to YouTube Music to transform this. So, whatever you do, just remember that you had to subscribe to YouTube Music, and you download the podcast and all that stuff. Just remember that. And that means April 2nd, that means after April 2nd, that Google Podcast is, yeah, over. It's done. Well, who knows, get civilized. Well, just thought I'd ask. Just a suggestion. Now, back to the program. Everyday Agenda Podcast is a presentation of Angel Song Productions. Okay, you might think it's so smart that I have returned. Yeah, just before, you know. So I'll be here this week, and so is next week before Holy Week is going to be cool. Anyways, Everyday Agenda episode 13 is on, and you know what that means. Get the theme music, shall we? Let's do it! Oh my goodness, welcome to the program, and you know what I mean. I hope you have fun as much as we all do. Anyways, let's talk about what is happening last couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying. Celebration Life Choir is back to normal size with the spring concert. Well, yeah, you know what that means. Summer concert, you know, performance, you know what I'm talking about. That means rehearsal at Our Savior's Lutheran Church over in Council Bluffs. And I'll explain that because, you know, now that I'm here, so is Jackie. As far as we're concerned, you just addressed us, so who knows. So I'll explain that. And here's why I found this book. It's old, and you know what I'm talking about. We just did, back in 2000, and I couldn't remember, 2016 or 2018, whatever it is. So, during this pandemic starts, so who knows, so I'll explain that as well. OSC dress rehearsals and performance at Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church over in La Vista, Nebraska, and so is Countryside Community Church in Omaha, Nebraska. And I have no objection whatsoever because Adam Witte has done it again, guest conducting it, and then this guy's good, you know what I'm talking about. And he does a wonderful job last weekend. You know, I should say last week or last weekend, whatever it is. So I'll explain that as well. History of St. Patrick's Day. Did you know St. Patrick's Day is full of parades and all kinds of fun stuff? But did you know that St. Patrick, I think he's a priest or whatever it is. So I'll explain that as far as we're concerned. And don't forget my final thoughts about, Dr. Amy and Simeon's last one at Resurrection last Sunday, and I have no clue whatsoever, so who knows. And coming up, a big surprise, but I'm not gonna tell anyone since I read Jeannie's email about that. Well, who knows, give us the last. Well, trust me, I know what I'm doing. It's up for grabs, who knows. And you know, all this and more. Episode 13 is on. And I'll explain how you download that, podcast after I update this, what I'm talking about. So who knows? Keep civilized. Civilized. But anyways, it's going to be good. So I'll explain this after the end of the show about my Everyday Agenda podcast and all that stuff. So you just said address about that as well. Hope you're ready. I can too. Because Everyday Agenda podcast is going to be episode 13. And here we go. Celebration Life Choir spring rehearsal is on, and Our Savior's Lutheran Church could be a word of life.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart, strengthen my broken parts, lead me to your open arms. Word of truth, illuminate all these lies, the enemy speaks inside, with freedom I will rise, cause you call me out from the grave. So I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life. Your word of life.
Okay, here's how it went down last couple of weekends. And you know what? And why? Because based in midnight to people, wherever it is. Anyways, that's why I call Jackie last couple of weeks, and I think she's picking me up last couple of weeks. So that's why Jackie and myself went to Our Savior's Lutheran Church over in Council Bluffs, and you might think it's so smart that I found this songbook. I forgot this. So I left it at home, and oh God, so ridiculous. And you know what that means. But at least finally arrived at 2:30, and look at the time, and it says, does it say 2:30, or 3, or whatever happens. So that means Jackie and I sitting and waiting for the store to be open and all that stuff. So trust me, you know this is gonna be outrageous. Anyways, went inside this you guessed it, inside Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and guess who's inside? Yeah, John. I mean to tell you, this is taking full responsibility, is getting set up and all that. Yeah, and it makes perfect sense. So that's why John is unlocking the door, and I usually come in and all that. So who knows? And Jan's here, and so is the rest of my Celebration of Life choir members, including this one new member. And I can't even, and I have, well, who knows? Maybe she's new. And she's singing at Amanda Fontaine's church. And who knows? But I'll tell you one thing is, Amanda Fontaine, I know. She has been struggling for, yeah. And I hope she's feeling better, so who knows, give me some last. But anyways, with Stemmies, I have a huge conversation, and I'm paying the bucks, and Denise finally stopping by and seeing me and says, did you bring your, I said, no. And I said, you should bring your, yeah, I know. I said, if I could find it, amidst all this, so who knows, keeps the lies. And that's what we got started. And Sandra comes in, yeah, that's right, to listen to this song, and I have no objections whatsoever. So, if anyone happens to this, well, I guess, well, who knows? Maybe Saga is not feeling right, you know. She's not able to sing with Celebration in the spring because she has band practice or anything else. I know. But at least now. So we headed up. So I head upstairs. So is Jackie and so is Celebration. And Jan, is going to get ready to direct this song. This is a songbook again. So who knows? Keep it civilized. If she retires, I have no clue. So somebody else does this? Well, I'll find out what it is. But at no time at all, well, who knows? We're upstairs in the sanctuary listening to the songs for that, you guessed it. That's right. Song. And you know what I found out? Something? Yes. Something? Oh, yes. One voice. Take us back in time. I don't know. In what year? 2016 that we just did performing this Saturday night. Performing this, I was there. So who knows? Just remember that as far as we're concerned. So. I just remember that we did perform this back in 2016 or 2018. I couldn't figure this out myself. So we do this again. That's right. Mm-hmm. So that should be fun. So after we listen to this whole songs, the songs that we just listened to it, and finally, it's going to be wonderful. So that means we listen to all the solos and all kinds of stuff. So that's all I can say. So it probably better for now. So who knows? So after we listen to this songs from this book that we just performed back in 2016 or 2018, whatever it is. So, it should be perfect from now on. So, who knows about that as well. So afterwards, yeah, I know it's good. It's perfect. Or anyone else. And why it's going to be wonderful. And that's why it happens. So, no time at all, because this Sunday I got, you know, back to Celebration, and you know what I'm talking about. It's going to be wonderful for this spring thing, and I have no clue whatsoever. It could be a word of life and all that stuff. So, trust me. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. OSC dress rehearsals and performances. It's going to be Measure Everyone Else is. Thank you. It was a huge experience last week because I told Jackie that I got OSC dress rehearsals and performances last weekend, so who knows, last week's going to be wonderful. But anyways, could be a tech week, because everybody, so this is what happens at beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska, and we did rehearse start to finish, and about, you know, it's all about tech week. We did rehearse last Tuesday at beautiful Savior Lutheran Church from this one, you guessed it, start to finish, and we correct those mistakes, all those, you guessed it, 8 songs in a row, like Dance O Earth all the way up to The Promise of Living, as far as we're concerned. So could be huge, huge, wonderful rehearsal. And why? Because Art told me, you should sing first tenor. No. I sing second tenor. Get it? Good. So hope you do. Anyways, let's see. Anyways, last Thursday, it was, and, you know, could be life challenging because, you know, and I meant to tell you this, that dress rehearsal at Countryside Christian Church, it's at, you know, it's gonna be a Faith Plaza, is like, you know, it's gonna be 13130 Faith Plaza, because on this you call this one Tri Faith Campus, and it goes like this, so you know you could see it next to that Centris Federal Credit. So that's why I did talk to Jordan, and that's why he's always picking me up inside the round circle at the old hospital. But he did pick me up last Thursday, and I'm Thursday, and I yeah, last couple of Thursdays. So that's right, Jeff is here, and calls me Lorenzo. Oh God, stop it, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear no Lorenzos at all. Please. Don't call me a Lorenzo. Please. So, here's the observation. Because the concert venue is at Countryside Community Church next to the Tri-Faith Campus. So, who is filling in for Stacy last couple Thursdays? Yeah. Myers, you know, First United Methodist Church in Omaha. And that's why, so that's what happens. So we get on the risers. It's the same way as, you guessed it, sopranos, basses, tenors, and altos. So, it could be opposite. So and Adam Witte, yeah, from River City Mixed Chorus, you know, done a wonderful job guest conducting about that, and I have no clue whatsoever, just start to finish and practicing and all that first half of the concert. And then we take a huge break about that last couple of Thursdays. So back to the risers. Last 4 songs, and we correct it, and fix all this, and it's good. It's all good, but who knows about that? So, who knows? Then we get off the risers, standing next to it, and you have no clue whatsoever. So trust me. So who knows? Anyways, so last Sunday, because after church is over, after my church service is over with, I asked ask Todd to get on need a ride over to Countryside Community Church at a church and next to the Tri-Faith campus last Sunday afternoon, and went by, and whoa boy, maybe we should take the interstate so he knows what happens. So attach and all that stuff. So then I get dressed, get my tuxedo and get dressed and waiting for Adam to come, waiting for Adam to let us know to come up and practicing the promise of living. And yeah, Stacy has returned, and John J. Bennett. Probably know John J. Bennett for years. For Trinity Cathedral over in downtown Omaha, and that's why he's always retiring and all that. And I cannot believe my eyes and ears. Wow! So that means we did a promise of living. Practicing the song, The Promise of Living, and I meant to tell you this, it's all good. Yes, it's all good. About two pianists and all that. So who knows? Okay, so who knows? So we're ready for the performance. And guess what I saw? I saw Stan. Stan is here. Last Sunday. And, sitting down and all that. Sit down and listen to it during this concert thing. Winter concert. And I have no clue whatsoever. So trust me about this first week of certain. About that as well. So we did the first half of this concert. Yeah. Concert, four songs. Yeah, Dance O' Earth goes all the way up to, you guessed it, Light Beyond Shadow. Because I know the song Light Beyond Shadow, and I understand that very well. So, who knows about this one? And of course, after this brief intermission, and last four songs, including "Measure Me, Sky," and this I know her very well. She jumps up and says after this song, "Measure Me, Sky," she jumps and says, "Yay! I love this!" Oh wow, standing up. Yeah, right. And the final one is holding the light all the way up to the last one, The Promise of Living. And the audience are surprised, and they love it. Love this concert, and I'm sure about that. Well, who knows? So when it's over with, so trust me about that as far as we're concerned. So who knows about that as well. Well, it's over. Adam has done a wonderful job guest conducting with OSC, and I could have been more proud or anything else about this. Trust me. And now you know it can be. You know what I'm saying. So what comes next on the list of things? Yeah, spring concert. Janet, sent an email to me. It says, I don't have a word from, I did send an email back to Janet last week. And I told Janet last Sunday that I am in, this spring concert. And Janet is so excited by this one. Oh boy. And Janet warns me, you better be here. Yeah, I know. Please. Or whatever happens. And, you know, it's like, so thank you, Adam, for doing all the wonderful works that you try to guest conducting with OSC. So who knows? So Marjorie, you're next for the spring concert as guest conductor, and you're gonna do it right the first time. So next Tuesday at our beautiful St. Vincent Church. So trust me. Oh boy. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. Okay, you might think it's so smart about St. Patty's Day this Sunday. Well, here's a history for you that you never forget this. Okay, you might think it's so smart, St. Patrick's Day. I bet it's this Sunday, is it? I have no clue whatsoever. But let's talk about the history of St. Patty's Day. So trust me about that. Anyways, because St. Patrick's Day is the Feast of St. Patrick. Could be an Irish one. And it could be a religious and cultural holiday. Hell yeah, this Sunday. Could be the traditional death of St. Patrick, who's living in the future of 385 BC. Oh, Lord. Could be a foremost patriotic saint in Ireland. Because it made an official Christian feast day in the 17th century. It has been absurd by the Catholic Church, Episcopalian / Anglican community, communion, especially the Church of Ireland. And what about all the East Orthodox and all kinds of churches, including Lutheran Church as far as we're concerned. And by the way, it commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of this Christianity in Ireland. By extension, celebrating the heritage of culture of, the Irish in general. Well, celebrations could be generosity inside public parades. But by the time I didn't see the parade last, I think it's Saturday in downtown Omaha about that St. Patrick's Day parade. It says, sorry, I wouldn't do this. See this parade and have no clue. And that's why everybody wants to wear green attire and shamrocks. Well, us Christians belong to the liturgical dominations. You can attend church services. Yeah, especially, I called Janet. Janice, it says, we'll be there at 10 till. Yeah, I know. For this offertory anthem thing. It is all and also something to do with Lentinal restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol. Well, don't. Because you wouldn't do this if I were you. Could be the lift of the and it has encouragement propagated in this holiday tradition. So, without said, let me explain to St. Patrick is who we really are. Because he is the 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and the Bishop of Ireland. And what is St. Patrick is all about? Yeah, declaration. It was written by Patrick himself. Everybody's believing about, yeah, born in Roman Britain in the 4th century. And he has a wealthy British family. And is, you know, his father is a deacon and his grandfather is a priest in the Christian church. And according to this declaration, at the age of 16, he was being kidnapped by Irish raiders. Oh my God. And has been taken by a Gaelic island as a slave. And it has been 6 years there working as a shepherd, and that during this time he found God. And, you know, the declaration says that God told Patrick to flee the coast where a ship will be waiting to take him home. And after making his way back home, he became a priest. So much about this whole tradition, as far as we're concerned, that Patrick has been returned to Ireland, convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. And what, I know, declaration. You already said declaration, Larry. I get it. But here's my observation. He spent many years of evangelizing. That's right, evangelizing. Or it could be evangelizing like Joe Osteen. We're not talking Joe Osteen or Steen or Jimmy Swaggart or Jakes, whatever it is. Or should I say T.D. Jakes. Finally, I correct this. But we're talking about this St. Patrick's thing. This is why he tried evangelizing this in the northern half of Ireland and converted thousands. And Patrick has been an effort to anyone to eventually turn into an allegory, which he drove into snakes. You know what I'm talking about. And heathen practices of Ireland. Despite the fact of the snakes,
I wouldn't say that everybody's going to snakes as far as
But here's your worst nightmare. It's not to be known about this to this region, because it has something to do with snakes, heathen practices of Ireland. Traditional has been held after he died. Died, you know, on March 17th, and buried in Downpatrick, which is known of which is part of Ireland, you know, Northern Ireland, in the course south of Belfast. And over the centuries, oh boy, so many legends grew up about Patrick, and he became Ireland's foremost saint. Because today, St. Patrick's Day has been celebrated, influential all the traditions in the late 20th century, which is here now. Now, could be the 20th century or 21st century, whatever it is. Because St. Patrick's Day has been often a bigger, huge celebration than it was in Ireland. You could see all the public parades and festivals. They have Irish traditional music and wearing the green attires or shamrocks as far as we're concerned, because they have banquets and dances and all that stuff, and, you know, over the 20th century and all that, all the cultural and all that, you know, whatever it is. And not only that, everybody's going green Green in Sydney, Australia, and the world, and wearing greens and clovers and shamrocks and all. And could be, yeah, official Christian churches. Christians has gone. Yeah. You know, church service. And so is the lentil service. You know what I'm saying. Now, I wouldn't say restrict eating. But drinking alcohol could be lifted. Oh, my God. Could be the part of this celebration in Ireland. Could be a relaxation and all that. And wearing green and shamrocks, well, you might say that as far as we're concerned, because wearing the green of this St. Patrick's Day cross could be a popular custom in the 20th century in Ireland. And what about the parts of this country inside the modern era? Era in the United Kingdom and in Europe and including the criticism is so, and in America, starting in America wearing that, yeah, could be a custom. One more thing before it happens, St. Patrick's Day could be a criticizing particular for their association with public drunkenness and disorderly conduct. And someone argued with the festival, that is not nice to fool Mother Nature. Could be in the 19th centuries or any of those civilized about, you know, Irish stereotypes. But what about LGBT groups or in the U.S. could be banning for marching St. Patrick's Day? You're crazy. You can't do this at all. Whatever it is. But what about sporting events as far as we're concerned, like All-Ireland Senior Club football and rugby and all the major professional sports like basketball or Major League Baseball, as far as we're concerned? So, could be. Here's my thought about this. St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday for the Republic of Northern Ireland. And what about in Canada and all the parts of the globe? Because modern celebrations could be St. Patrick's Day. It's celebrating more countries. And all that stuff. So, however, there have been criticism in the celebrating about becoming commercialized. Could be stereotypes or anything else. So whatever you do, make sure you know darn well about St. Patrick's Day. Or everybody celebrating St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. Or could be civilized. Because St. Patrick's Day is a celebration this Sunday. If I can wear green. If not, my pastor, Reverend Tony says, "Where's your green?" I have no clue. Whatever. Don't ask. Don't tell. Because St. Patrick's Day, because it's life challenging for this holiday season. You are listening to My Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. Okay, here's my final thought about, you know, Amy and Dr. Amy and Simeon last couple Sundays. And how can I put this in writing for you? Writing for you. Because saying goodbye to Dr. Amy and Simeon could be wonderful. Wonderful. And I have no clue whatsoever. So trust me about this, for as we concern about saying goodbye. It's never an easier thing to do. Because Dr. Amy has a new job. Job and it. And I don't know where is that, but where is that? And have no idea whatsoever. So trust me about that. As far as we're concerned about this vestry meeting about saying goodbye, and could be leaving Omaha. It's leaving Omaha. Yeah, last Sunday, and. But it's just such sweet sorrow about Dr. Amy and Simeon. Simeon, so good luck on that. As well, trust me about that as far as we're concerned. And here's my, so here's my, yeah, observation about, yeah. This is how I remember this. This is why I didn't go to that, you guessed it. Go to that, you know who, that's right. That, digital thing. Yes, you guessed it. Metro Community College. For the, yeah, Digital Express Coffee Social Open House. Open house, and I just missed it. The thing I missed about refreshments and snacks, oh wow, that could be, yeah, I should have missed it at all times. So that could be life challenging. I just missed it last couple Saturdays. So all right. But good luck on that, because it sounds like Due Space to me. The place created for everyone. Could be all learning to opening to the public community center and library at Metro Community College. I have no clue whatsoever. So I wish I could try that. Probably in the summer. Yeah, Digital Express. Over in the summertime. So. That should be fun. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyways, and guess what? It has happened again. What's next on the list of things that I need to discuss? Oh, yeah. By the way, like I said, April 2nd, Google Podcast is over. It's done. So you had to subscribe to YouTube Music. As I just said this during my intro opening announcement about this. So who knows? Keep it civilized. So this could be wonderful about this one. And finally, Jeannie is. Sent an email to me, and it says, "Hello all, Nola's daughter Carol." I think I know Carol. It's very well, because everybody knows that could be a surprise celebration for Nola. Could be May 11th. May 11th at Trinity Lutheran, and Carol wants me and my. Oh God, Resurrection Singers, sing this surprise, but don't tell everyone, please. And my thing is so about this singing, God has smiled on me. So, Jeannie says, I will ask you all to save the date, save that date. And also, I know Allison. I think I saw Allison last Sunday at church. I hope she's, and she's feeling better, a lot better, and has health issues, so it will come along. And that's why she's able to join me and Jeannie and the rest of my Resurrection Singers. So that means everybody has a work rehearsal closer that time. And you want more information? Well, pass along. Don't say it! Well, in the meantime, save date. So who knows? Keep civilized up. Jeannie, give me one good reason why that we should save this date. And I have no clue whatsoever. Oh my God. Thanks for the warning, Jeannie. We have been told about this one. Trust me. Trust about this well. Oh, by the way, Kristen, yes, she is so bummed out. She'll be in Kansas chaperoning a band trip for the triplets. Band trip, as far as we're concerned, Kristen. So baseball season has restarted. So my Sundays has been once again. So Dory, Kristen, we will miss you. Once and for all. So, thanks for letting me and Jeannie know about that as well. Oh boy. You have no clue whatsoever? Trust me. We know what we're doing. Anyways, let's wrap this up and take it as far as we're concerned. So, let's wrap this up, shall we? Okay, so here's what we learn about this one, as far as we're concerned. Yeah, that's right. Celebration Life Choir rehearsal at Our Savior Lutheran Church last couple Sundays, and I have Sundays. Well, Gary started our brand new summer cantata thing, yeah. And by the way, and I found this book under the drawers, and I got it, yeah. So I'll show Denise about this one, as far as we're concerned, this Sunday. You know, talk about. So who knows? Give us the likes. And speaking of this Sunday, it's gotta be St. Patrick's Day. Could be a public celebration for this official Christian feast day in the 17th century. And you know what that means. Lenten is going to be very important about this one. And by the way, it could be 5th Sunday this Sunday. And I have no clue whatsoever. Because I didn't see the parade. You know. And all the drinking and all the kinds of, yeah, who knows, keep civilized. So let this be a remind, everyone else can be civilized. Don't even try this at home, as far as we're concerned. All right, and finally, celebrate, that's right, Omaha Symphonic Chorus. Dress rehearsals and performances at beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska. And of course, Countryside Community Church, oh boy, in Omaha, Nebraska. It was a blast. We did all rehearsals, bits and pieces, you know, that stuff, and the performances. Oh, performance, wow, it's gonna be wonderful. So thank you, Adam, for doing guest conducting with OSC, and no time at all. It's gonna be outrageous, so thank you, Adam, for doing this. Marjorie, you're next Tuesday. You know what I'm saying. Oh boy. But, and what about my final thoughts about Dr. Amy and Simeon's farewell, saying goodbye? and I am really, really proud of these two. And as for you, Jeannie, tell me something you already know about surprises. About Nola. You have any ideas? I hope so. Anyways, that's all for now for this Everyday Agenda podcast. And here's what I'm going to say to all of you Google podcasts out there. Because it's going to be over April 2nd. And it could be switched over to YouTube Music. As I just said, you subscribing this and you have no clue whatsoever. So export this and you'll be glad you did. And it's going to be wonderful. But anyways, download the podcast from, you guessed it, iHeartRadio, all the way up to Google Podcast, and it's going to be over April 2nd, wherever it is. Or you go online at Everyday Agenda with lhmusic.podbean.com and find me on social media websites and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying. All right, what comes next? A list of things for my Everyday Agenda podcast. Well, I have no clue, so I'll figure this out. Including agape meal and all that stuff. I'll tell you what that means. Holy Week and all that stuff. And I found out this is going to be huge. Prayer playlist could be a hymnal or where it happens. So trust me. So I'll figure it out, you know, so about next week. Whatever it is, so I'll get to that as well. Anyways, we gotta go, and I hope you have fun as much as we all do. But we'll be back again. Episode 14 is on for this Everyday Agenda podcast just before Holy Week and Easter. You know what I'm saying. So until we meet again, LH Music is about to sign off. Go with God's blessings. We salute all of you, America. And we'll see you next time for this Everyday Agenda. Go bye-bye. See ya. Everyday Agenda Podcast is a presentation of Angel Song Productions. See you next week.